It could be happy holidays for retailers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Later this morning, we'll find out the October sales figures for the nation's chain stores. The expectation is the numbers will be up. If so, what does it mean for the coming holiday shopping season? Marketplace's Jeff Tyler takes a look.
Early indications point to positive growth on the retail front. A report from Redbook Research shows national chain store sales grew by 1.3% in October, and that's despite the fact that Walmart, the world's largest retailer, had an off month. Anthony Chukumba is a stock analyst with Morningstar.
That's more based on Walmart-specific issues than it is a harbinger of retail sales to come.
In fact, Chukumba says the retail scene looks good going forward.
Unemployment rate is low. Gasoline prices, which really kind of hampered people in last November post-Hurricane Katrina, have really started to moderate. The economy is still relatively strong. So I think that we're seeing a lot of good tailwinds for strong November and strong Christmas season.
The holiday spending season officially kicks off on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
If you work for Walmart, you don't want to be late. The Associated Press says the company has new rules designed to improve the promptness of its employees. For every 3 times an hourly worker is late by at least 10 minutes, they receive a demerit. If those demerits start to pile up, that could lead to a pink slip. And workers have to call a toll-free number at least an hour before their start time if they're going to be late or absent. During that call, they will get a confirmation number, which they then have to call and give their manager. Motorola Global CEO Ed Zander has been in India this week trying to do some damage control. The cell phone maker recently lost a multi-billion-dollar bid for wireless phone equipment. Miranda Kennedy reports from New Delhi.
Motorola had been competing with leading rivals Nokia, Ericsson, and Siemens, along with a host of Chinese equipment vendors. Up for grabs was more than $5 billion to provide India's state-run phone company, BSNL, wireless phone lines. When Motorola was unsuccessful with what it claims was the lowest bid, it took the matter to court. Today, the court put the contract on hold. The deal would have given Motorola the kind of presence it craves, according to Prashant Singhal of Ernst & Young.
If you look at the last 5 or 8 deals which have happened in India, Motorola really has not featured in any of them. Everybody, whether it's Motorola, whether it's Nokia, they are all here. They want to set up their facilities here and they want to make more and more investments in India.
On Monday, the company opened its 6th research facility in the country. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
Here's a story which shows how lucrative ID theft must be. The CEO of a company has been indicted for stealing the identities of his employees. Terrence Chalk runs a computer management firm in White Plains, New York. He's accused of using the stolen IDs to get close to $1 million in bank loans. In addition, authorities say he ran up $100,000 in credit card charges. Chalk's nephew has also been indicted for taking part in that scam. First 4 days of highs, now 4 days of lows for the Dow. Yesterday, the close, Dow fell 49 points to 12,031. The Nasdaq slipped 32 points to 2334. And this is Marketplace. Today is Dia los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, a big holiday in Mexico and Central America. But celebrating it here can be kind of tough, Rachel Dornhelm reports.
In Mexico, special marketplaces are set up weeks in advance so people can stock up on staples of Day of the Dead, like banners and marigolds and skulls made of sugar. But here in the U.S., immigrants outside of established communities can have a tough time finding them. Gregorio Mora Torres teaches at San Jose State University. He says entrepreneurs are eventually going to realize there are profits to be made.
As these traditions begin to sink roots in these places, I'm sure that people are going to start expanding the industry.
Mora Torres predicts it will be like the piñata, first made by entrepreneurial families in the 60s and now a mass-produced party product. But Day of the Dead participants won't have to wait that long. At MexicanSugarSkull.com, sales to individuals are up almost 20% this year. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
This is American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, committed to providing financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Let's thrive. Thrivent.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the National Urban Fellows, preparing people of all ethnic and racial backgrounds for leadership for more than 36 years at NUF.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas.
All around America, men and women worry about their jobs.
Iraq. Healthcare.
Energy and education.
Want you up.
We conclude our midterm election series, The Real Agenda, with a look at efforts to motivate the cynical electorate. Only 37% of voters turned out for the last midterm election back in 2002. This month, Arizona has placed a novel initiative on the ballot. It would use the incentive of money to help get voters to the polls. Claudine LaMonica reports.
Arizona has a reputation for maverick politics. Much of that can be attributed to Mark Osterloh. He's a 53-year-old Tucson eye doctor and lawyer who has pushed through initiatives that many say represent the best in Arizona law, from clean elections to expanded health care coverage to getting rid of gerrymandering. These days, he's hawking his latest scheme to save American democracy.
Anybody that does not go to the polls on November 7th is throwing away a chance to become a millionaire. Not smart.
The initiative would automatically enter everyone who votes in a million-dollar lottery. He says that once people get in the habit of voting, even if it's because of a financial incentive, they'll get educated about the issues. Even by Osterloh's standards, some people see this as over the top.
People say, oh, there's just something morally wrong with this, or this is going to degrade democracy. Hey, democracy is quite degraded right now because nobody's voting.
Osterloh got the idea from countries like Australia, which fine citizens for not voting. Australia has a 95% voter turnout rate. Osterloh says politicians would better represent people here if more voted.
If incentives are good enough for God, they're good enough for the voters of Arizona.
Opponents to the initiative fear this will draw uneducated voters just in it for the money. Some say it's more than just misguided.
It's illegal.
That's University of Arizona law professor Jack Chen.
So federal law says you can't pay people to register to vote, or to vote for or against a particular candidate. If we allow anything, then somebody's going to figure out how to use that to pervert the outcome of elections.
Chen says he doesn't have anything against the lottery.
I buy lottery tickets, and I hope I win, but I understand the difference between participating in an election and going to the Circle K and buying a Powerball ticket.
Which he does twice a week.
Hi. Can I get a $5 10 draw for Powerball?
$50?
Yes, ma'am.
Dominic Leon is a clerk at Circle K. He sells hundreds of lottery tickets a day, and he thinks the initiative might get some more people out to the polls.
They shouldn't vote because they have the possibility of winning $1 million. They should be voting because they're making decisions that run this country. That should be enough reason to vote right there. You shouldn't have to blackmail them with cash. That's all there is to it.
He's going
to
vote for the initiative anyway.
Because I vote and I'm like, what the hell? $1 million. I'm all for that.
From Tucson, Arizona, this is Claudine LaMonaco for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
All you have to do is hang on for 8 seconds.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.